Poop and pee. Poop and pee.
Duty
poop
dick. And pee. Duty dick. Duty dick.
Shit dick. Shit dick. Poop. Hey, everybody.
Poop and pee.
It is your favorite podcast, your mom's favorite podcast, the Fantasy Boys. Shout out to the boyfriends with a Z.
Boyfriends.
Is this a new thing that we're doing?
You missed last week's. You listened to our fans with a Z? Yeah.
Yes, that's all our fans' names are boyfriends.
Let's get the important shit out of the way. What's up with Sweden?
Yeah, Sweden. You're really, like, tailing off here. And I'm so a fan of the chocolate. And they're still our third most downloaded country.
But what numbers?
Not as they were in the...
Not those big numbers we were...
No, but you know what? Japan has been steady as she goes.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it a lot.
Let us know who you are, Japan.
Yeah.
Or do you just blindly listen to American voices?
And you don't know what we're saying.
Number one, American podcast!
Fantasy Boys, hi, boyfriend.
You know that chain
Thank you
pizza?
For listening. Let's be racist towards them.
They're good in my book. You know that pizza chain, Happy Pizza? Mm-hmm. I always thought that it sounded like an Asian immigrant opening. Like, number one, American style pizza!
I want to start a marketing firm. Like a consulting firm for Chinese restaurants.
Oh, yeah.
I always went to that Peking restaurant. You ever go to that one on Sloan?
In Lakewood?
Delicious food. The rudest fucking people.
Mm-hmm. Well, I go to China Express over on Detroit by O'Toole's, and they're delightful.
Yeah?
They're wonderful.
The new China King is my go-to. I love how all Chinese restaurants have one of three names.
Yeah. It's like, they have like a Hunan combination, yeah.
Peking.
There was a show back in the day on Comedy Central called Strip Mall. I don't know if you guys remember.
I remember that one.
They had next to like whatever the main character's store was an Asian restaurant called Walk Don't Run. Oh,
that's
man.
Funny.
But we love you, Japan. Japan.
Love you. Thanks for listening, Japan.
Yeah, you're definitely my favorite. You know,
oh, we love you.
my favorite Southeast Asian country.
What's thank you in Japanese?
Arigato, yeah.
Arigato. Yeah, domo arigato, Mr. Robot.
Yeah.
I hate myself.
Thank you, Mr. Robot. And I do mean that. I mean Christian Slater specifically.
Is he Mr. Robot?
I don't know. Is he in that show, right?
He is in that show. I watched like the first two episodes and I'm like, this show's not good.
Never saw it.
And I know a lot of people are like, oh, this is the best show and it's turning a... I'm like, nah, this is just like justifying people not being social and acting like all the conspiracy theories are true. Like,
I've never tried that one.
It was just, I didn't dig it. And I thought it was real predictable, real shitty.
Yeah, it's gotta be something really like I like if I say sci-fi thing, like dystopia sci-fi shit. Like Westworld was cool as fuck.
Westworld
was really good.
Yeah. They're not coming out with a new season until like 2019, I think.
I thought it was going to come out in January. I think it's January.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well,
Game of Thrones until 2019.
All right.
Well, we I guess go a whole year without
take a
Game
look.
Of Thrones.
Have you ever seen that show, The Last Man on Earth, with Will Forte?
I've seen some of them, some episodes, and they're pretty funny.
That show destroys me, and it's like it's not consistently big laughs, especially at first. But like the way that those characters like developed, like a Will Forte's character, which is a total dick at first, and now he's just the dorkiest weirdo.
Will Forte is a treasure.
I love him.
So there's like they keep finding like more people, and his name is Phil Miller. So then there's like eight people left on the world, and this handsome black guy's also named Phil Miller. So everybody just starts calling him Tandy. And to this day, this is like three seasons ago, they still call him Tandy.
That's awesome.
It's great.
I started watching Future Man on Hulu. That's just hilarious.
I heard it was really good.
It's really fucking funny.
Isn't Seth Rogen, isn't that like
he's
his
like the
producer
EP
or something?
But it's awesome. It's the dude from Hunger Games. Is like the lead, Josh Hutcherson. And he's very funny. And then like you don't really know anybody else in it, but it's just funny. It's just a fucking weird sci-fi comedy show.
I was hearing that was good.
Yeah.
I watched a little bit of The Punisher. That's fucking
great. I watched the first couple of episodes.
I kind of want to see that. I'm not big into like superhero stuff, but I kind of like The Punisher.
Yeah, ain't no superpowers involved in that show. Yeah. It's just brutal.
It's just him killing a bunch of people.
Yeah, right? It was violence, yeah.
And then did anybody see the new Brian Regan special?
No.
No, but I was just listening to some of his old stuff on the way here. I love that fucking man.
It's not his best work. He is, 59 years old, but it is...
He's that old?
It's not, yeah.
Really?
It's not a disappointment. He's really good.
He's just great. Anything that he does, I can just enjoy it because it's him.
He's the funniest man in the world.
Yeah, I agree.
And, you talk to a lot of guys that come into hilarity.
Yeah.
Like you start shooting the shit, talking about who you like, who
Regan is shit. That threat.
For the dirtiest comics is Brian Regan. I think the dirtiest comics seem to respect him the most because he doesn't have to do any of that. Just simple everyday shit that he puts his spin on, and it's so good. It's
so good and so funny and just so tight. Like his material is just fucking.
Not in this last special.
Really?
There's a portion of it that falls pretty flat, in my opinion.
Okay, I'll watch it, and I'll let you know. I got to hang out with him after he was doing a show at Playhouse here a couple of years ago, and I was doing one just last year, actually.
What the fuck is that?
I met him your tea is ready.
Yeah, I totally a teapot.
God fucking damn it.
I met him 2 years ago at Pickwick when he was doing an after party.
Yeah. We just got to hang out with him for like an hour and just like drinks and like it was awesome. Just me and him and like a few other comics.
Oh, I'm so jealous.
It was fucking awesome.
I didn't get anything. Like he was over there and everybody wanted to talk to him.
Yeah.
And like
no, he went to the 9 and so like there was no one there.
Oh, dude.
Like it was like not in the bar that we were at. Like there was people up at like the clubs and stuff, but we just went to like one of the like off the side bars and it was just us like in that area. It's cool. Really cool.
I'm jealous. He came over and was hanging out in the martini bar. First, he came into the showroom, and I did not expect to see Brian Regan, and then all of a sudden, Brian Regan's there. I was like, he's walking right past me. I went up, I was like, I just gotta say this. Like, you're like the reason I started doing comedy. He said, oh, thanks, man. And then he found me in like the martini bar. I said, you're the one with the kind words. And he bought me a shot of tequila, and then he went and talked to everybody else.
Oh, yeah, that's
but he did cool. Take a picture with me, and I asked him.
That's a blurry-ass picture.
It's a blurry picture of fucking Ryan Dalton.
Fucking Ryan Dalton. Let's make this podcast all about Ryan Dalton, who was a guest on last week's episode.
Uncle
Party. So Brian Regan went to Heidelberg, which is in Tiffin, Ohio. That's where my brother went. And like I asked him, like we'd always wondered as a family, like how the fuck did Brian Regan end up there? And I guess a football coach from Florida knew somebody.
And he liked him, yeah.
And like told him about Tiffin.
Wait, so, he played football?
Yeah, he played football at Heidelberg.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. But he's from Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's kind of...
Miami.
You know what's really cool? When you're like 10 feet away recording audio for something, and somebody puts on a kettle of tea and then doesn't leave said tea on for 10 minutes to where you think you're going crazy that you hear a sound because you have headphones on.
I knew that sound was there. I just assumed Sarah was like in the bathroom or something.
Mm-hmm. I just figure she hates this show.
Yeah, apparently she made her opinion.
I'm fine with
that. She made her opinion known.
I'm fine with that.
Actually, that's kind of a baller move. I kind of respect it a little bit.
It'd be great if you open the door and she's standing right there with her middle fingers
just
up.
Just pissing.
That's the equivalent of Paramount. And, Warner Brothers, where they had to do the reshoots for Superman or for Justice League, and they wouldn't
digitally like
Paramount wouldn't let him shave his mustache because he was filming Mission Impossible 25 or whatever, and they said you can do the reshoots with him, but you cannot shave that mustache. We don't want to use a fake mustache.
Is it noticeable in the movie?
I didn't notice it when I went and saw it, but like there's people that grab. Like stills and shit, and like it's hilarious in those where there's like it's just they like flesh colored like Photoshop over it, and so there's like a bump on his face. But like I wasn't paying that close attention to it because I go to those movies to not pay attention. I don't go to them to be like, oh, I'm gonna pick these motherfuckers apart. There's other people like get to do that. I just go and like I just want to see I just want to have some fun when I'm here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm very forgiving at those movies.
I want to what a big budget can do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I want to see that movie just so I can occupy Gal Gadot's Gaza Strip.
I love her so much.
She's in the IDF.
She was intense. She's like a trainer. She's like a.
Well, yeah.
Is that
if
Jew
you're
Army?
What's that? Jew Army. Yeah, it's Jew Army. She's a member of the Jew Army.
Nice.
Like she's very outspoken about how the Palestinian people are subhuman. But hey, she plays a good Wonder Woman.
I don't know anything about what's going on over there. It just seems like they're fighting over things that happened a long time ago, and they need to get over it and just move on.
Yeah. It's pretty much an apartheid state, though.
Like, what happened?
Like, they...
Enjoy the sports podcast we're talking about. The most complicated situation in the history of the earth.
I mean, if I'm not mistaken, more or less it's like, you know, all these awful things happened to Jews for forever.
Absolutely.
So,
no, I'm not discounting that.
And, what is it, the Treaty of Versailles, is that where they did it? Or am I dumb?
In World War I, they split up into countries, you know what I mean? They were different. And then after World War II, like the British and the French still owned that from World War I, and then they said, okay, we're gonna make a Jewish homeland or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And like pretty much from the get-go, like, you know, they're not...
So they took it back for the Jews after they were driven out of there.
Yeah.
Ah, gotcha. Okay,
and
well,
then,
yeah.
Yeah, and so, you know, which is, you know... Not good.
But a long time ago, the Palestinians did attack the Jews.
The Jews were
just so like, never again, that they've just been holding down the Palestinians and punching them in the face consistently the entire time.
Yeah, I think after they had like a war, like it was like a 6-day war in the 60s or something like that. And then that's when they occupied like the Palestinian land. And then basically like they surround the West Bank and like Gaza or were the territory of Palestine, which they're not like an official country or anything, but it's like just fenced off around from Israel.
So here's why.
It's like our most reliable foothold in the Middle East as a country, so we back the fucking shit out of them.
Yeah. That all makes a lot of sense. And it also seems like it's a situation where you just go, you sit two people in a room and go, you guys are mad at each other because of what? And they'll explain things and you go, I don't know what just happened there. I don't know why you're mad at Those weren't you. That's all in the past. Can't you guys just be like, yeah, our ancestors sucked. Let's be cool.
Yeah, but I mean, like now in like today's Israel, like it's like driven into
right.
Like,
well,
these people aren't like human.
Yeah, we have nothing like that in America that we can relate to.
Well, no,
all.
Exactly. But I'm saying, but it's like an official practice. Like, you know what I mean? Like it's like state law.
They should probably chill out on that and just have everybody start being cool.
Plus the Holocaust.
I'm good at politics. Just be cool,
like,
motherfuckers.
The Holocaust wasn't that long ago for them to be. Fully,
oh yeah,
like,
I know.
Trusting
everybody
in the world.
No, you're right.
We were just talking. What is our second leading country for downloads? Japan. We dropped nuclear weapons on
them. Yeah, that's
them,
true.
And they love to listen to us talk about sports.
We personally dropped the nuclear weapons.
We did. I did it.
You know, they killed more people just, like, conventionally bombing Tokyo than they did in both those combined.
They dropped a bunch of flyers and were like, get the fuck out. We're about to show you what we can do.
They also didn't have to do that. Like, Japan had already effectively surrendered. And everybody, like, in his cabinet told him to not do it. Truman. But he did anyways.
Flexing.
Yeah. He's basically flexing.
He's like, that, we're just going to keep this bomb, like, hidden and people not know what it is? And he just flexed.
Bald, and that's why he just wanted to show off. He was bald.
Truman? Truman wasn't bald, was he?
Oh,
big
hog. Eisenhower.
Eisenhower. Big hog.
Truman?
I have no idea.
Oh, yeah, Truman, he had a chode.
Real
hair.
Real thick dick.
Real thick dick. Like one of those mini pop cans, those 8-ounce ones. That's what his dick looked like.
I'm going to Google chode.
He called it the Manhattan Project.
The Enola totally not. So what did I miss last week?
We had in your stead.
Out.
Yeah, we had Ryan Dalton, Jimmy Graham, and Tabitha Jones, and Bruton fucking blew us off again.
I can't.
Yeah. So if you're listening, Bruton. Fuck you.
He blew me off for Thor. Me and him were supposed to go see Thor. Thor was like, great. Oh, I'm so tired. And so he just gave me money and I went by myself, which as it turns out is like the best way to go. I'm going to movies by myself now.
I love going to movies by myself.
Yeah.
It's really fun. I saw Sin City by myself. I wasn't even high. I was just there by myself, and I was like by myself in the entire theater. Like, there's nobody else that went to see it. It was fucking awesome.
I think I've only been to one movie where there hasn't been anybody in the theater, and it was the Road Back or the Way Back or something like that. It was like a really depressing and long movie about these people that escaped from a gulag in Russia, and I got a blowjob during it, which was kind
of... You got blown during a Russian gulag movie?
Yeah.
Me and four gulag. Friends went to go see the movie Rebound with Martin Lawrence. He coaches the grade school kids.
Man, I love that formula for a movie.
It was awful. That movie was terrible. So we all spread out throughout the theater and just threw M&Ms at each other the whole time.
What?
I sentence you to do an ironic community service.
What's your favorite, like, formulaic comedy movie? Because I do love an adult having to take care of a rambunctious group of children. I think it's
the
funny.
The Pacifier?
Yeah, because it's just, it's so, I know that a lot of them are really bad, but I just think, like, on an adult level, looking down and watching kids watch those movies, I fucking love them. Like, if you had seen, how old were you when you saw that?
When I saw
Rebound?
Rebound? That was high school. That was,
yeah, like, so if you would have, if you would have saw that when you were, like, 12, you'd be like, Martin Lawrence is a genius. I want to be like all these kids. You pick your favorite. You have your favorite kid. And you go, I'm that kid, and that's my group of friends. And then you get to like pretend that is like Sandlot. That's that shit. Well, that's like a more of a kids movie, like taking care of kids.
Sandlot holds up though.
Sandlot. Well, Sandlot, that's what I'm saying. There's a lot that are really good. Really, and there's a lot of really bad ones.
Fucking Heavyweights.
Heavyweights is phenomenal.
I think that's one of the funniest movies ever made. And Disney gives that movie no credit. Judd Apatow calls that like his biggest mistake. And that movie's genius. That movie,
I think it's great.
It's such a great quotable movie. I
haven't seen it in a long time.
Oh, it's insane. I've probably seen that movie like at least 40 times in my life, and that's not an exaggeration.
Yeah, I don't remember that movie very much.
Basically, Ben Stiller's character in Dodgeball is a camp counselor for fat kids. And that's like their rival.
Oh, horribly mistreats the kids.
Yeah. I guess they're not even for fat kids. He's from the like athlete camp, right?
Wait, who?
Ben Stiller?
No, he is he ends up taking over the fat kid camp.
Oh, that's
those,
right. Yeah.
Those kids come to like his parents were like played the people who ran it.
Yeah.
And they like went bankrupt, so he swoops in and is gonna make like an infomercial.
Yeah.
And he's just destroying the kids and it's hysterical.
It's awesome.
Do you remember, back to Martin Lawrence, do you remember when they tried, he was in like five or six like middling to bad buddy comedies in like the early aughts?
Yeah, like Blue Streak.
Blue Streak was a great
one. What's
Blue
the
Streak
one,
was great. Dave Chappelle's awesome in that.
What's the one where he's with Steve Zahn?
Where he ruins his life and it's supposed to be a comedy, but he's just being a dick the entire time because that nice man is white?
I don't remember a thing about it.
I remember that one.
I know you're talking about.
It's like
national
security.
Yeah.
Okay. Ugh. Steve Zahn, man. You know what the worst movie I've ever seen in my life, and it had to have been because they just didn't finish it and they stitched it together. It was Strange Wilderness with Steve Zahn. It's so fucking bad. It makes no sense.
I hated that movie.
It's not funny.
Trailers were amazing.
Were hilarious.
Though. It looked like it was going to be the best movie ever.
Absolutely.
And then it
That's
was
why
just
I went.
Like, what even is this?
Yeah.
I feel like we've already talked about this.
Did we?
I don't even remember, but I thought it was all right. But I haven't watched it in a long time. I thought it was funny that at the very end, they're just like, hey, there's Bigfoot, and they just fucking murder him. That's hilarious.
That should be our homework. We should try to
rewatch that. Yeah.
Strange Wilderness. Also, we should do something. We should do like some sort of Browns thing. We should watch a game and I don't know.
Do like a live
play-by-play.
I just fucking hate doing jokes about the Browns or anything anymore because it just makes me sad now.
Yeah.
Like I see people getting excited and like making livings off of, not livings, but like making money and like gaining such notoriety over talking shit about the Browns. I'm like, who cares? Like, I want them to be good. That's all I want. Just be good.
But I mean, we should do a live show or something like
that. I'm just going to be that wife that is just quiet and lets them do what they do. And then I'll show up and watch all the games, but I'm not going to say anything.
Hugh Jackson needs to go yesterday.
I don't think you gotta get rid of Hugh Jackson. I don't think you can get rid of Hugh Jackson.
I know you can't. That's what the fucking catch 22 they find themselves in.
This team is garbage. There are some real huge glaring holes on this team.
But there's some fucking players on this team, and they're 1-25.
I fist bumped Danny Shelton and Deshaun Kizer. Kaiser is going to be a player, I'm telling you, they gotta develop him.
God, I think he's great because he fist bumped me
at Justice League, so he's my favorite now.
That the stat line of interceptions to touchdowns is overwhelming. Like, so I'm not fully ready to be like Sean Kaiser, now, but I'm certainly in the boat of take Josh Rosen from UCLA with the number
No, he has duped them all because now they think
21 years old, which is 20 starts in fucking college. No, Corey Coleman.
20 starts is a good amount.
But every analysis going into this draft said he's a great raw talent. Sit him a year. Every single one. And they didn't have a fucking veteran quarterback to just do. All they had to do. They had to just
the fucking position. But you have to get the quarterback position right. You have to do it while you're going to have the number one overall pick. You have to make sure you secure it. If you got to have a competition between two young quarterbacks, you have a competition between two young quarterbacks, or you pay the fuck out of Kirk Cousins, which I'm all on board for. I'd give Kirk Cousins $30 million.
Maybe he's trying to trick everybody this year by throwing a bunch of interceptions, so that next year that they're going to be really easy.
But look at Jared.
He throws a bunch of touchdowns.
Look at Jared Goff.
Never even thought about that.
Look at fucking Jared. You need to develop people. You can't just give up on somebody after 8 games.
I agree.
Jared Goff wasn't this bad.
Yes, he was. Jared Goff was. I guarantee you, Jared Goff didn't start the year. It wasn't the he was fucking started the last like.
But he was lost when he started.
Yeah, when he was really really bad. But he didn't turn the ball over like this.
But I'm fine with it because we have a terrible team. We have receivers that don't go and get the ball. They don't.
So you guys, Ricardo Lewis, next year's draft with Deshaun Kizer as your guy. You're saying you're committing to him for another whole year.
The whole plan is a 5-year plan. Like you can't just. That's what it is. I'm sorry. Just,
is there an absolute number one Andrew Luck type talent?
Not an Andrew Luck type talent, but there are three that are supposed to be the top tier. There's a couple guys that you have shots at. You can't, like Deshaun Kizer, you guys are just going off of.
Fine. If we take a quarterback number one. What could
possibly be, and you're trusting that Sashi Brown is making the right choice when he's already very clearly missed on Carson Wentz. He very clearly missed on Deshaun Watson.
Deshaun Kizer was the consensus number one pick going into last year's college football season.
And I don't think he clearly missed. I think Deshaun Watson had those games, and then he got hurt.
Deshaun Watson was the clear number one pick. Everybody's talking about how Deshaun Watson
Deshaun Kizer. Going into 2000.
No, there was a brief period going into like bowl season where people started talking about Deshaun Kizer as being the guy even after all the losses. Like nobody was ready to crown him top guy. Miles Garrett was the top guy the whole time. He was the number one.
I'm saying going into his sophomore season. You know what I'm saying? Not like at the end of
he was the top quarterback, but Miles Garrett was always the number one overall.
I'm fine with Miles Garrett.
But like every analyst was saying Miles Garrett top guy.
But I'm saying the point is that he has fucking, like, it's not like he's a fucking, you know, fourth round pick or something like that that's like coming out of nowhere. Like, he has the skills to succeed in the NFL. You can't keep fucking just...
Barkley had that same kind of hype. Jake Locker had that same kind of hype.
Fair enough. I'm just saying, you gotta fucking develop a guy, man. There's clearly talent there.
I'm not ready to skip over quarterback at the top of next year.
What if he goes... But if he finishes the season, he doesn't throw another pick. He doesn't throw another pick the rest of the season. And... He just has great numbers. What then?
Then you keep him. Like okay. There's still a good amount of the season left. There, yeah. If you within the last 5-6 games turn it on and you're fucking throwing for, you know, one or two touchdowns a game, no picks,
300 yards,
from 250 to 400 yards, absolutely keep that fucking guy. But he's not even close to that.
Another argument in his favor is that there's at least 6 drop balls per game that are complete drive killers that he has nothing to do with.
These playmakers are bad, and I don't understand.
Ooh, but Josh Gordon's come back.
And Hugh Jackson has done him zero favors by having him throw it fucking so... Like, you have the eighth... Going into last game, it was like the 8th highest or best rushing per attempt in the league. It was like at 4.9 yards.
There's no way.
Yeah, it is.
Isaiah Crowell has been absolute garbage.
But they only run it.
But they don't ever run
it. Yeah, they only run it 10 times per game.
He had, a couple games ago, he had what? Let's take a look at
it. Yeah, and that was a good game for us.
What, 17 touches for 38 yards or something like that?
He went 11 touches for 18 yards. But that's not...
That was last week.
Yeah.
But that's also against the Jaguars, who are a really good defense.
But what games has Crow actually looked good?
The week before that against...
because they gave him how many touches?
Versus Detroit, where he had 16 touches for 90 yards?
Yeah.
That was all right. But this season, he's averaging 3.6 yards per carry.
But we were talking about him. We're talking about the team. Team averages 4.9. That's what he was saying.
That's got to be based on DeSean Kizer and DeSean Kizer only.
Well, Cleveland's 12 after that last game. They're 4.3 yards per attempt.
Okay. So they had some...
But
they can run the ball.
Yeah, exactly. Duke Johnson. Why isn't Duke Johnson on the field every fucking
season? I'm absolutely there with that. But, he's not a real rushing option. He's not, a solid... I mean, I give him the duties as a three down back, but I'd be trying more to get him on swing passes than actually.
Well, then why don't they?
Why don't they look?
I'm with you.
They don't look like a team that knows how to play football the right way. The rest of the NFL does.
And that's coaching.
Yeah, and you look at the thing that's going on with Drew Brees is a great quarterback because of he's a system quarterback, but he's a great quarterback because that system works for him. That system is tailored to Drew Brees.
And every single offense is going to have an offense tailored to the quarterback.
Right, but they never do that for the Browns. They never tailor the offense.
Yeah.
What is DeSean Kizer the best at? He can throw a long ball. He can throw those seam passes fucking on a dime. And they don't ever do anything to set those up.
But I don't think that he's really throwing them on a dime. I think he can, one out of five or six. And he's going deep. He's trying deep balls. He's overthrowing a lot of them.
But also, he doesn't have time. He doesn't have confidence because he got pulled. And then,
exactly.
I think they fucked with his head. And he feels he's just shattered.
So you guys are willing to go into another draft where there is no top-flight wide receiver. There is a top-flight running back. So you'd be taking a running back number one. Chances are we are going to have two picks in the first 10. So you are willing to go
finish the season and then assess. But yeah. don't do anything until you finish the season.
That's a lot of optimism for me. Because, we are past the halfway point. And he is not. He's had one decent game, but he's not really showing improvement. I mean,
he shows improvements at times, but then he regresses. But that's part of being a rookie quarterback.
Exactly.
With a terrible team.
But the thing is, I think they're good in places. You know what I mean?
Listen, we were in that game. We've been in a lot of games. I don't think we are.
Because of the defense.
That's a good place to be. You look at Blake Bortles now, everyone's like, oh, he's got to go. Now he's a game manager. They let him do that, and they're on their way to the playoffs. They're going to go to the playoffs this year.
My fucking prediction of Tennessee and Jacksonville still holding strong.
So it's going, that looks good.
What was that prediction?
Both would make the playoffs.
In our first episode, I predicted both would make the playoffs.
He did. I will give him that.
Good prediction.
My Kareem Hunt bragging point is getting weaker and weaker.
Yeah. That's just because they're keying on him now, though. I mean,
he's just not getting the same touches. Honestly, he's not even getting those touches. If you look at his actual football numbers, they're solid.
But they're
still averaging well over 4 yards per carry. I mean, he's just not getting the red zone looks. They're not really trying to get him design pass plays.
And I think that's dumb. Go with what works.
They love that Travis Kelce. He's a real fantasy asset this year. Holy shit.
Kelce's great. The Tyreek Hill, it's a good team, but I think Andrew Reid is one of those guys that tries to be too fancy. And
they all try to outsmart themselves.
And just go with what works until it doesn't. And then adjust. And then tweak it. Don't change it to make it work.
They were talking about Alex Smith is MVP through 6, 7, 8 games, and now he's fucking always Alex Smith.
No, but that's who he's always been.
Yeah, exactly.
But that's the thing, too, is when you start winning things and doing
they adjust.
What Tom Brady's done and winning as many Super Bowls as he's done. Tom Brady has shitty games all the time, but they just keep bouncing back because they go, okay, fucking let's learn from it and move on. They're like a really healthy person that goes to therapy and applies the stuff they learned. That's who the Patriots are, and that's why they're so good.
Except, in your analogy, then you would have to, at your psychiatrist's office, you would have to steal their fucking prescription pad and then use it to...
The point is, they're healthy. They're doing well. They're doing what they gotta do.
Yeah.
And I would not equate stealing a prescription pad to stealing...
Cheating multiple times.
To stealing a play... Well, maybe plays. But here's the thing, too. How much can you actually know by stealing plays? Brian, you played football.
I mean,
like, you for an NFL team, how much is of that is scripted, and how much of it is like, hey, we're going to run this play?
Well, it's like you install the game plan for that week, and then you, like, that's what you practice all week, so very rarely are you going to do anything crazy outside of that, you know? So... Once you see, like, what they're going to do, like, in the I formation, what they're going to do out of the single back formation, here's a play that they like to run when they run trips to the one side. Like,
here's what I think would
make... You can see and glean a lot that your defense is going to make, you know, at-the-line reads on, and you can make adjustments off of that, absolutely.
Are smarter teams... are smarter players going to make you have a better team, or is athleticism trump that?
You got to have all of it.
So how do you get all that?
Was that the year? Was that the year after they lost in the Super Bowl, where they had the perfect season, that they got caught for that? I'm pretty sure.
Was it
for the filming?
Yeah.
No, I think that goes back to like one of their first Super Bowls. I think it was like the second one, the one that won like 2006 or 2007. I don't even remember what year.
Spygate. How much? What else did they? They did another thing too, right?
Oh, they got the Deflategate.
Yeah, the Deflategate. That was objectively that
the
was
Tuck dumb. Rule.
I remember watching that game live.
The Tuck Rule.
Yeah.
Yeah. 2008. So it was the year after they had that perfect season get broken up by Eli.
Oh yeah, and then that was right after the Red Sox won. I fucking hate Boston.
Me too. Boston's a fucking garbage ass city.
Fuck. Everyone.
I really like the city a bunch. I hate their sports fans.
Yeah, that's what
the
I mean.
Teams, but the city's great.
Well, the city, yeah, we're talking.
I've never been.
I'm talking about the city.
Well, he just said fuck Boston.
Fuck Boston sports teams.
There. Yeah, we can say that.
I've never Boston been, sports so I'm gonna fucking say fuck the city of Boston too.
I got tickets. I got tickets. I stopped and paid there.
The band's cool though. Bradley Delp.
Now we're off the rails. fuck that win streak that they have.
Oh yeah, 16 in a row somehow. At some point they're gonna have to need Gordon Hayward, right? Like, what the fuck? How did they win that many in a row?
Because they're playing the Boston Celtics are the teacher you forgot to assign homework of basketball teams. They are playing so hard, and like, November games matter so much. Even the Warriors are like, will you guys calm the fuck down? It is November. Thanksgiving isn't even happening yet. You are playing like it is game 7 of the NBA Finals, and this is super important, and it is just not that big of a deal. Can you calm down? They're the fucking girl freaking out at a Backstreet Boys concert in 2020. Like, they're that. They're like...
They're super young. They're a bunch of young go-hards, and Brad Stevens has them all fired up, and they're actually playing defense. Like, Kyrie is actually trying on defense. I posted about this
in November, though. Everybody's ready to
blow this dude. Everybody is blowing Kyrie Irving, saying that Kyrie Irving is this big-time superstar. And look what he's leading his team to do.
He was a big-time superstar with us.
Before he dropped 47 the other night, he was going 20-5 this season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, his
20-5. That's not that.
LeBron scored 57, by the way, right?
LeBron is doing great this year.
But LeBron scored like 57 earlier this season.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, so.
Plus a bunch more assists, plus a bunch more rebounds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kyrie at his best is 20-5, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
Five assists.
Borderline all-star player right now.
No.
He's an all-star player, but he's not.
He's very
He's not good. MVP.
He He's borderline.
How? How? With 20-5? Are you out of your mind?
I just look at his clutch, like, statistics, though. He's clutch. He's been clutch.
So was Robert
Horry. In November.
No, I'm not ready to give him a final. I ain't ready to crown his ass.
In the finals,
okay?
Too, but, like, the question is his clutchness and his 20 points and 5 assists, is that going to be
clutch. In this past finals, he did shit.
Well, he exploded for a couple big games points-wise, but for the first 9 quarters...
Put your hands up on defense. Try and do that. Do anything. He was non-existent, like, as part of the team in the playoffs, and that's documented.
He's a very dumb man, though. Did you see when he thought that they had imported the actual floor from the old Boston Gardens when they had throwback, like... 1970s night or whatever.
No, what?
Yeah. He, like, thought... they asked him, like, what do you think is going to be different? Are you going to like the new jerseys or whatever? Because they were for that special night. And he said something like, yeah. He's like, although I don't know how this old floor is going to play on my knee. You know what I mean? Like, I had knees, or, you know, it might be softer because it's from the 1960s. And they're like, no, it's not the actual.
It's the same floor, like, just different graphic.
He, like, turned around. He doubled down on it too, I think. Kyrie, yeah. Listen,
he's a good basketball player.
Absolutely,
I absolutely think he's a good.
He's
basketball
not what
player.
Everybody thinks he is, though.
I agree.
He's not that top flight talent.
I think those lottery picks are going to be. They're going to eclipse him. Jaylen Brown's fucking incredible.
Yeah, he is.
That dude is fun as fuck to watch, and, like, the way he explodes, like, he wants to be the name of that team.
There's a lot of guys blowing up this year. I mean,
I love the NBA this season.
Yeah,
it's fun. It's really fun.
Fucking Giannis was.
Giannis is incredible.
Yeah.
Joel Embiid is so fucking
he's
awesome.
Like,
and
absolute truth
and hilarious.
Yeah. Oh, he's great.
You see where he got pushed over and he just, like, flopped and got that. Oh my god!
And then afterwards they're like, "So what happened?" He's like, I talked some shit, and then he came and pushed me, and I flopped, and they gave him a technical. He just acknowledged the whole thing. He's hilarious. And then he's got the Warriors all rattled. They're like, yeah, thank God we came back and won, and Embiid will be talking shit on social media. Kevin Durant's heel turn sucks. I hate this Kevin Durant.
The evil Kevin Durant?
Yeah, evil Kevin Durant. He's not even good at being evil Kevin Durant. He just throws shade. He's just like, he just thinks he's too cool for it. He didn't even go full heel turn. He, like, still tries to act like he's the quiet, humble guy, but then talks a bunch of shit.
Yeah. The best was his fake account where he's defending himself.
Oh, yeah, hilarious.
Fuck, that's so funny. Just, like, either say that stuff as yourself or just don't say it.
Just don't say it. Just keep your mouth shut.
About Cleveland being a really real sports town or whatever?
No.
That's when Kevin Durant goes... he was just defending himself in a fake account saying, like, oh, the reason he left is coaching wasn't good, and all he had it was just Kevin and Westbrook, and they had no help. Just saying all that shit like that.
Yeah.
And but he tweeted it from his account, not his fake account.
Which I like he that, had to own up to it.
Yeah, he did. He goes, whoops, got me.
Sorry.
So that did make me like him a little bit.
I'm not mad.
Do you guys think LeBron's leaving?
Yes, probably. Well, it depends on how well they do, I guess. If they win a championship, I don't think so. But probably barring that.
I think he's going to stay here for so long that just through his packet, like his retirement, he can buy the Cavs from Dan Gilbert. That's his plan. I think he's conniving.
Here, I found that Kyrie quote. So, the Bucks brought back the Mecca court design and returned the game from a former arena next Thursday. But Celtics guard Kyrie Irving is nervous. Why? From Boston.com. Quote, I'm all about safety, Irving told reporters during the team shoot-around Thursday morning. We'll see how it is on my knees, see how it is on everybody's bodies. I know that it's a pretty older court. It looks like it's freshly painted as well. I'm just going to do my assessment and go from there. According to the Bucks, Thursday's replica court is not, in fact, a, quote, older court, but was recently made with the same wood and paint to match the original. Informed it was a new court, Irving remained skeptical. Yeah, it took me three steps to realize that this is not the same NBA court that I'm used to playing on, he said. So, yes, he's not, look, I'm not fucking judging him.
All he's got to do is make
exactly. Groups. If you spent your whole life dedicated to being as good as Kyrie Irving, I wouldn't fucking, probably not that book smart.
No, but you don't have to be book smart to be, like, he's just a... here's the thing, you're either smart or you're not. Yeah. There's no such thing as street smart and book smart.
That's true.
It's just intelligence versus not intelligent. He's not intelligent when it comes down to it.
He did hit that shot.
Right, and I'm always going to appreciate that. But it doesn't make him smart.
No. He's a dumb man.
And that might be an asset to him because he's too dumb to know better, so he's just ready to go out there and he doesn't get in his own head. Because he's
probably. You're probably right. I'm sure that goes into it.
That would probably help LeBron a little bit to be a little dumber.
Yeah, that's true. That game the other night, Jose Calderon, fucking yeah, man.
That was a great Calderon game. They're playing right now.
Are they? Tonight. Oh yeah, they're playing at 7.
7, yeah.
Who they play?
The Nets.
The Nets.
The New Jersey Brooklyn Nets.
Does the Russian guy still own the Nets?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I thought he was trying to sell it.
Yeah. I think he is, but he owns them right now.
I spent an inordinate amount of time today Googling Vladimir Putin with adorable dogs. There's an obscene amount of pictures with Vladimir Putin just like holding a little fluffy dog.
Like real ones, yeah. Or is it Photoshop?
No, it's real.
Let's take a look.
Which it makes me think like he's like Tony Soprano, you know, where he's a sociopath. The only thing he cares about is small animals and children. But probably not even the children. It's definitely just the small animals. There's like him with cats.
Adorable dogs.
Who's that congressman that had a dick pic?
Oh, Joe Barton. Did you see the dick pic?
No.
Republican Representative Joe Barton, there's a dick pic leaked, and it's definitely from a 73-year-old guy not knowing how to take a dick pic.
Really? Let's take a look at that, too. There is a lot of Putin with dog stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
He loves dogs.
He does.
All right, so Joe Barton, dick.
68 years old.
68? Oh. Well, the point is...
A Texan.
Of course. I think he's pretty high up there in the Republican leadership. He might be like... third in charge of the House, maybe.
I can't find his penis.
Yeah, it's on Twitter, but like it's blurred out. I couldn't find it on censored. I guarantee.
I want to see that real dick.
Yeah, you gotta see what you're looking at though. Like
Japan, find it for us.
Japan, yeah. Tweet us, Fantasy Boys Pod. Tweet us Joe Barton's uncensored dick.
Tweet us your dicks. Let's get some dicks.
Sure. We're pro dick pic here.
Dicks,
and
pooping.
The reaction photos to it are pretty funny, too. It's like people like posting turkeys.
If nobody knows. You should Google it now.
Because here's the picture. here's the picture that he posted.
Oh, my God.
That's the censored version. And then... it's the same.
He's like holding whatever device he used to take it. It's like from a lower angle, and like it's just him naked, but his big frog belly and tits like all fucking hanging out. Like as somebody else tweeted, a raw turkey. He looked pretty much identical. Ugh,
put his face in and everything.
That's nightmarish. Yeah, I know. You're a fucking congressman. Like, what the fuck are you thinking? I don't know. All these fucking... man. Who's the creep of today? I'm sure there's been one today.
Well, this is today.
Oh, yeah, I guess it's Joe Barton.
You mean Charlie Rose?
Oh, the dude that got the Toy Story guy.
Oh, the Pixar guy.
Yeah.
What happened?
The director of Toy Story was accused of... some shit.
Yeah, he's taking a leave of absence.
I didn't even look and see what it was.
Something. I don't know. Who, Charlie Rose. That's what you were saying.
Charlie Rose went down.
Charlie Rose. Not fucking time. Fuck you, Charlie Rose.
Is that your move?
I like Jimmy Tulips.
Oh, Jimmy Tulips. Jimmy Tulips, he sleeps with the fishes. You know, Charlie Rose, he's no longer employed here.
He got nipped.
Charlie Rose. Who? I don't. What's with the, like, the showering and then fucking walking around?
Like, he must be clean for them.
I don't know, man.
Man.
He's an old dude, too. You know? Like, half these guys, they probably can't even get it up. You know what fucking drives me? Like, I can't even believe it. It defies logic how a fat pig like Rush Limbaugh hasn't, like, groped an intern or two. Or at least it hasn't come
out. Well, how did Hugh Hefner, of all people, like, get a pass all those years for what he did to those poor girls?
Because he made him famous. Because he
died about a month before all this shit happened.
Yeah, he died right at the right time.
But I don't feel like... Hefner's reputation, please. Let's bury Hugh Hefner's reputation.
His reputation's out there, though.
It's all supposed to be so good. Like, it's all seen in such a positive light. There's no way those girls fucked that old man. They'd shatter his pelvis.
Some of them did, but they just had to go real slow and light. It's not the way we would want to get fucked, but he was happy to have it.
I don't think so.
I wonder what sex is going to be like.
Diary. He's got these girls doing such awful things.
He was big for the civil rights movement.
What is sex going to be like when you're super old? I mean, I'm the oldest of all of us, and it's already like getting like it's strenuous.
It's not so much strenuous, it's just like...
No, you're not old as I am.
You are a full 3 years older than me. You're fucking ancient.
How old are you?
30.
No, I'm 36, motherfucker.
Oh, really?
I'll be 36 in February.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, then, yeah, you're fucking old as shit.
Yeah.
Gross.
I know, right? I agree.
Ooh, he's got that old man smell in here.
I am the youngest
fantasy boy.
Yeah, you're...
You're not even 30 yet, right?
No. I still got to the end of June.
Oh, you got a lot. Wow.
Yeah.
You look the second oldest, though.
Well, you just have that boyish Hitler youth look to you.
That boyish charm.
That HJ charm.
It's like a cat. Hitler Jugend. Grown up.
Oh, man. That's a lot of balls coming from George Zimmerman.
I made a prediction last week.
What's that?
You were there for it. Who do I think is going to be gay? I made a prediction about who I think is going to come out as gay. An athlete. After they retire. Blake Griffin.
Oh, yeah. It was Blake Griffin.
Jalen Ramsey's very clearly a very flamboyant, sassy gay man.
I like Jalen Ramsey. He's fucking great.
He is. Like, have you seen his interviews?
No.
Well, I saw where he got really mad at Steve Smith.
Like, I mean, there's certain kinds of looks and head motions that you just you don't see from straight guys. And he's got just the sassiest interview I've ever seen. So I'd love to see him come out because he's elite, and that would be a big deal.
Who is he? I don't know.
He's the corner for the Jaguars.
Oh, okay, that's it. Okay.
Out of Florida State, he was like a top pick. Yeah, he's like really, really good. And then who's the other person?
See, Blake Griffin doesn't show anything like that. I'm just making a way bold out there. Predictment. Yeah.
Manti Te'o.
Oh yeah, Manti Te'o.
Yeah, we've heard about that. But like for him, he's not like a comp. Like you said, Jalen Ramsey, he could be a guy that would come out and, like, own it. Manti Te'o would not be good at that.
Jalen Ramsey. You got to see the interview.
I think Jalen Ramsey is the guy that Steve Smith, did he juke him his last year or whatever in the league? And he's like, ice up, son! Steve Smith is the fucking GOAT. He's the GOAT. I fucking love him. He's my favorite player of all time. Did you, speaking of Steve Smith, Bojangles is going to open their first Ohio restaurant, which, by the way...
I love Bojangles.
Where? When?
I don't know. I just saw it, like...
I want that.
Yeah. Probably the most outwardly racist of the fast food chicken joints.
Why?
Because it's named after a character who was in blackface. Like, oh, really? Yeah, Mr. Bojangles.
Yeah, Bo knows jangles.
It's like an Al Jolston thing.
Yeah.
But, like, Steve Smith and Jake DeLome were in those commercials that I remember, so I YouTubed it, and then it made me think of the other, like, average mid-aughts quarterback who had a funny commercial. Fucking, Carson Palmer. Have you ever seen his hot dog commercial?
No.
Oh! It's the most unintentionally funny thing of all time.
Carson Palmer hot dog?
Yeah. Yeah. It's so great.
Do you remember that Mad TV sketch with Bobby Lee where he'd go, uh-oh, hot dog?
No.
It was nonsense, but it made me laugh so fucking hard.
Yeah. Okay.
Who's ready for a smoked sausage?
Look, it's Carson Palmer.
Don't come up short this grilling season. Go along with John Morrell. Can we get a measurement over here?
John Morrell's no bigger than a bun. Smoked sausages are a full inch longer than the competition. And you don't have to be an all-pro quarterback to afford them.
This way he's in with Arizona.
Can we get a measurement here?
That's awesome. I want those.
Watch the Jalen Ramsey interview.
All right, Jalen Ramsey. Is it this most interview? This most recent one?
Just search Jalen Ramsey gay. It'll take you to the right interview.
Okay.
We're a friend of the community here on Fantasy Boys, by the way. We're just
biggest positive impression you could ever feel. Out of all my visits, and I'm not just saying this, I felt the most comfortable here.
See, that didn't take me to. Is it with Stephen A. Smith?
Stephen A. Smith's hairline keeps getting lower and lower.
Well, Capital One doesn't have an airline.
So does this one?
I will
see.
Say this. This one. Hold on.
Listen, I'm a bit torn because on one.
All right, Jalen Ramsey.
So they show him like this first. Very short, okay. The neck cut out. He just kind of has that walk.
Mm-hmm.
Were they showing that on a pregame show and laughing?
His eyebrows are everything.
Well, good on Jalen Ramsey.
Has he addressed any of these rumors or anything?
No, the rumors aren't even flying. Like, that's why I'm bringing it up.
Yeah.
Like, nobody talks about how Jalen Ramsey isn't a closeted gay man that should come out of the closet. It'd be nice if he did.
Yeah.
Jalen, listen. I'm a bit torn because on one hand, I'm a fan of yours.
Stephen A. Smith.
Stud you are, but at the same time I don't appreciate that the one interception you have this year was against my Steelers and how y'all smacked them around. So I'm a little salty with you right now. But let me ask you this question. How good is the team? I know you've got a lot of confidence in your defense. You're number two overall, number two against the pass, suspect against the rush. But how much confidence do you have in this team from the offensive side of the ball? How much do you guys believe in them right now?
You know, we believe in him. We try to give him a little juice here and there. We got, you know, Leonard. We got Cam in the draft this year. They both real good. You know, we just try to give him juice. But at the end
so
of the day,
he's a very different person when he's on national TV than
in the locker room.
So I think there's something to it, but I think we're one of the first on it.
This is, yeah. Us and the person who posted it on YouTube.
Right, but I mean, we're helping bring light to it.
Yeah.
And we're here for you, Jalen. If you are gay, come out.
Yeah.
And we will fucking fight for your rights, motherfucker.
Somebody's got to be the champion. Sam failed.
Yeah.
But like, if a top-notch talent like a Jalen Ramsey came out, like, if that's...
No one's going to care. If you're doing your job and you're doing a great... And you're fucking winning, it's going to be nothing but... good things for you.
I would imagine a few of his teammates would care.
Dude, they're going to care, but they are all going to be... they're going to be the bad guys. He gets to be the good guy.
Yeah.
Just don't say the... I don't know. If you just say, yeah, I'm gay, and then you keep doing what you're doing and saying, talking how you're talking, you'll be fine. You're going to be exactly what professional sports needs. Because it's fucking ridiculous that there isn't an out gay athlete in America that can just be like, yeah, I'm gay. Who cares?
Yeah, I'm good at it. One of the top three, or even four, if you want to count NHL.
Mm-hmm.
Like, in none of those is there like an openly gay.
And there's obviously
Kenny Lofton.
retired doesn't count though.
Roberto Alomar has HIV. Not from, I don't know. I can't speculate on how he does, but yeah.
Did he get it from Sandy?
Gross.
Roberto Alomar and Omar Vizquel did not like one another. And rumor has it it's because Omar was not respective of his lifestyle.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Like, lifestyle isn't homosexuality, or is it partying, or?
Homosexuality.
Huh.
I just made that up.
Good, because I lose a lot of respect for Omar, and I really don't want to lose respect for Omar.
He's supposed to go to the fucking Hall of Fame this year.
He should be a motherfucking first ballot Hall of Famer.
But he won't be.
He should be.
He should. He absolutely should.
Got no argument from me.
How could he not be? He played because in that fucking league for 28 years.
24, I think. But people are going to say he played that long. That's why he has almost 2,000 or 3,000 hits.
His offense was never that great.
He was not an offensive player. He was a fucking great defensive player.
I mean, if Ozzie Smith is in, then he's going to get in. I just don't think he'll get in on the first ballot.
But he should.
He should.
Especially in these days where...
You're not putting anybody in.
You can't let these steroid guys in. You have to keep them out.
I'd have no problem with it.
I don't even care about a Hall of Fame, really. And honestly, if I'm going to go and visit the museum, I want to see all the players that I remember. So put in the steroid guys. Just put them in the steroid. Just make a steroid wing.
Then you're not even discouraging it a little bit. You're saying that there are no consequences. You got everything.
Well, put it in.
It's okay. Take the steroids.
All right, but then we'll do a steroid Hall of Fame.
Roger Clemens, Barry Bonds. Those guys are
going to
get in.
I would go to that probably more than I'd go to.
Yeah, absolutely.
I haven't been to any of the Hall of Fames in a very long time.
I want to go to the football one soon. I did go to the baseball one because I had shows back in February in Utica. And then we went to Jamestown, and it was on the way to Jamestown.
Is it cool?
Certain parts of it are really cool. And, it is a game with so much history that, you are looking at some turn of the century, the way that the game started, and then mm-hmm. it kind of flows throughout the eras.
Yeah, it's a history lesson.
It is pretty cool. It's pretty funny. They have the Who's On First bit playing on a loop in this one little area, but they gave it just a little corner of a hallway, and it plays on a fat backed TV monitor, old tube TV monitor on a cart, fucking back in grade school, and they wheel that shit in there.
What a perfect metaphor for how out of touch fucking baseball is.
Yeah.
No wonder nobody fucking.
I think these past World Series, hopefully people are gonna start getting a little more back into it. Plus, all the concussions and shit.
Yeah, hopefully. I don't know. I've always liked baseball, but I mostly like baseball as an adult because it's on every night.
But they got to get to a point where they let players have fun again. And I think the dude from the Dodgers was the best thing for this whole entire playoff run. Pasig or what's his name?
Yasiel Puig?
Yeah, yeah.
Puig is your friend.
Puig is a fucking, he's a maniac and he's funny. Yeah, and he's funny. Doing weird shit, and he's getting the old people riled up, and I like that.
Yeah, me too.
I like that, what's his name? Evan Turner?
Evan Turner. Oh, the
third baseman?
The long, who looked like Joe
Whalen. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, successful Joe Whalen.
When's the last time you guys have seen Joe Whalen?
It's been about a year. Long time. Maybe more.
Long time.
I told Greg Kennedy to stop paying him at... Because they just show up, they run O'Toole's together. I'm like, well, just... He's like, he always comes up to me and, asks for all the money. I'm like, well, stop giving it to him. He's like, really? I'm like, yeah. If you're the one that's running everything and making everything happen, then yeah.
That was kind of what happened with him and Mauro at LBT.
Yeah.
That's what happened to him and me at... what was the one that I had?
Yeah, that's
at
what...
5 o'clock or whatever.
Yeah.
That's what happens with all of his rooms, and that's why...
Although I was smart enough to fucking end that. I was like, I ain't fucking doing this anymore. Yeah. I quit.
We had a rough turn out of Brother's Lounge.
Oh, the other day.
Yeah, it's because of... everything's going on tonight. Tonight's the go-out night. And, that's,
I was going to
say... What do you guys do for Thanksgiving? What are your Thanksgiving rituals?
We go to Sarah's house, parents' house, and then my parents' house. Mm-hmm.
So you have to like bounce back and forth.
Sucks. I wish that we could just like alternate years or something like that, because you can never. And it's not anybody's fault. It's just that if you have to go two places, then it's like, well, I got to eat two fucking. It's just
I gotta eat two like meals.
Enjoy. You can't like just sit
and
like
fucking chill.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm on that diet, man. Like I'm pretty much gonna eat some turkey and then like make myself some bacon. Like that's.
Can you drink some of the gravy?
I could probably put some gravy.
They probably put cornstarch in it, though, to thicken it up. Can you have cornstarch?
No.
Well, then I would stay away from gravy. Thick gravy, if it's real thin.
Thick gravy, yeah.
Yeah, you're good.
Oh, I thought you said dick gravy.
Yeah, dick gravy. I'll get.
I drink dick gravy all the time.
Yeah.
Dick gravy's great. Oh, I also have
onions.
A theory on a... It
smells like after you get out of the pool.
You have a theory.
I have a theory on a local person, and I don't want to give any details out, but... I think he is... I don't know why I'm obsessed with this lately, but who's gay? And just be gay. But this one, you guys have to agree with me.
I don't have to shit, Bill.
No, good point. I don't even remember what the fuck is Instagram.
So is it like a local public figure, or...
It's someone that you guys know.
Personally?
Just through what we do. Ryan might not... Because he's not down there as much, and you might not know him that well, but you'll probably.
Okay.
This is not the best. Okay. This kid.
Oh. Yeah.
Like the way he's standing and posting many selfies.
I don't know who that is. Is he... Okay, I understand what you were talking about before.
Okay, but this is how many... Like, look at how many selfies of him posing.
This person.
Yeah.
Who was that? Oh, yeah. I agree with that one. But, like, look at of all those pictures on his Instagram, how many are just him, like, mugging the camera and being like, yeah.
Yeah, but, like, douchey dudes do that all the time, too.
Yeah,
but this face right here, do they? I feel like they want to do like more like a douchey dude's gonna do more of like a I'm angry face, not like here's my
softer side.
Yeah. Anyway, I just thought it was funny.
I got a funny story about that person. Which afterwards,
your guy?
No.
Oh, your this guy.
One? That one, yeah.
Your guy, yeah. Which is
can you like, just tell okay. it or will it give away?
It'll totally give it away. If you're comfortable, I don't give a fuck, but...
I don't know what the guy is. Because I like him. I think he's a fucking okay guy. I just thought those pictures were hilarious. So if you're a guy that's making bedroom eyes at a selfie, people are gonna be like, oh, what's going on here?
Not that there's anything wrong with that. I don't know.
But it's fine if you want... I guess if you want to do it, you do it, but just be open with everybody about who you are.
Yeah, but some people are like, I don't know, whatever.
Just maybe that's a dumb, insecure thing where he's like, I'm like the only thing I have going for me is the fact that I look okay in a backwards hat and a white t-shirt.
And you're starting to give it away more and more. But it's on my story.
Is that enough to tell your story?
Oh, no.
Okay.
This person would totally remember if they listened to this.
Oh, I don't think they'll listen to it.
Then what are you trying to...
Oh, fucking tell it, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I just don't want you to say his name.
Okay, this person that he's talking about, when he first started doing it, he was down at the Primetime Showcase, and he had like this...
I remember this story.
This girl sitting like right up front with his parents, and he's like really saying degrading things about this girl that was apparently his girlfriend. Like, everybody's real uncomfortable with this dude's bomb, but like, he's like Bill said, like one of those well-put-together, thinks he's great, douchebag kind of dudes.
Mm-hmm.
And so he came off as so unlikable. It was hilarious. But right before him, as he was about to go up, fucking Jay Faro drops the set. And he has to follow Jay Faro. And then he's all pissed off and he's like blaming it on Jay Faro. He's like, dude, nobody laughed because nobody liked you.
Yeah. But also, it's really hard to follow Jay Faro.
I'm sure that it is. But
man, that's hilarious.
That was so funny.
Oh, man.
It was like his second time doing comedy.
Oh, that's really rough.
Do they still do that? They don't still do that Primetime Showcase anymore, do they?
No, now it's Crack 'em Up Wednesdays or whatever. Crack 'em Up Comedy.
Is that coming back?
I just saw a post because I asked John. I'm like, let me know when it's Cracker Up Comedy.
Wait, that's at Hilarities?
Oh, it's not Hilarities,
oh,
no.
Oh, gotcha.
It's like the Medusa Lounge or some shit.
I saw that Colin Quinn is going to be there in February.
At Hilarities? Yeah. I'm excited about that.
Me too.
Colin Quinn's one-man shows are the fucking best.
He's one of, like, my favorite comics.
He's so fucking smart.
I'll be opening for Chris DiStefano.
Oh, fuck, I love him.
And then, like, the week after that, I'll be featuring for Steve-O.
Nice. Those are both... I love Steve-O, too.
Wasn't Steve-O supposed to be here, like...
I was supposed to feature for him, and then it was supposed to be Dana Gould, and I was like, fuck yeah, I'm gonna feature for Dana Gould. And then it ended up being a road dog kind of guy instead, because Dana Gould pulled out last minute.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He was here not too long ago.
About a year and a half ago. I worked with him when he came through. He's fucking phenomenal.
Yeah, he's great.
Murray Santora got the best of the Midwest at Laughs.
I know. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
That's a Laugh Fest.
Paramore won it last year.
Yeah, Paramore wins contests. Dude's so fucking likable. I mean, he's a fucking great comic. He's funny. But his adorable gummy bear, like, persona, just people just melt.
His work is top notch.
However,
it's so fucking good.
He does think if LeBron James wasn't 6'5 and 285 pounds, he wouldn't be good.
Yeah, I never
said that. Mike wasn't dumb.
Yeah,
but,
Mike, you're very dumb.
I'm trying to tell that cave story about Mike. That guy, he honestly does believe that God is protecting him, and that he more or less is operating under an untouchable spell from God. And he will drive 85 miles per hour through a snowstorm with a DVD playing in the center console of his car at 2 o'clock in the morning, not giving a fuck about anything. It's amazing.
Well, not if you're the passenger.
Yeah, imagine it's terrifying.
Yeah, you're the passenger. It's super terrifying.
Well, what DVD?
Yeah, we'll stop at Redboxes and he'll grab DVDs.
Why? You can't watch a movie while
he
you're
says
driving.
That it keeps him up more, and it, like, it keeps him more like focused on shit. Like, he's got all these different reasons.
I used to do that when I would drive on the road, like before podcasts and shit. I'd set my laptop up and then like hook it up through my stereo, and then just like, you know, I wasn't really watching it, just kind of listening to it. But I did like 3 seasons of The Shield that way, where I'm just like. But I'm not driving through snow and shit like that. I was driving through, like, Iowa, and it's straight and it's flat.
I'm heading to Iowa on Monday.
What's going on?
Where at?
Me and Fairmore.
Nice.
We're going to University of Dubuque or Dubuque College, something like that.
Uh-huh.
And then, like, shows every single night for the next 5 nights in Wisconsin. And then home next Sunday.
Fuck yeah.
Wait, you're leaving on Monday?
Uh-huh.
Oh, so you get the whole holiday weekend and shit?
I gotta work Friday.
Oh, that sucks.
It's fine. I don't do much anyways. It's just getting up early.
I'm going to the Schwitz.
You going to a gay bathhouse?
Yeah. Cody. It's fun.
He loves that shit so much.
Dude, it's fucking awesome.
Right, but, like, why?
Because the steaks are good and the fucking, like, getting the like, sweat out and jumping in the pool, like, it feels like it's invigorating. It's awesome.
You know, there's got to be a room in there where you, like, ritualistic, no, that you, like, rape and murder a child.
It's not even that fancy. It's not fancy enough.
I never expected it to be a fancy.
Yeah, but it's not fancy enough to rape and murder.
A dude fucking kind of place, it sounds like.
There's a dude that I feel like is waiting for that to be a thing, that he, like, gives people, like, sponge baths, and I don't do it.
Wait, somebody does give dudes sponge baths?
Yeah, there's a dude that gives sponge baths. And you have to pay him at a bathhouse. But I've never seen anyone get one. He just sits there and waits. And then, like, every once in a while, like, someone will buy someone one as a joke. And they'll have to get one. But it's, like, I've never seen it. I've heard about it. But I've never seen anything.
What kind of cuts of meat do you think they got there?
They're fucking...
What kind of what?
Quality wise, what kind of cuts of meat you think they're offering?
They're fucking great steaks.
Now,
it's like the best steak that I've had.
Really?
One time I went to an Outback and I took off my
fucking
clothes
gigantic.
And put on a towel and they kicked me out. So.
And how much are you paying for these steaks?
Depends on how big of the cut you get. It's like $30.
Oh, so you are paying like top dollar for some steak.
Yeah.
And you don't find it strange that like a bathhouse in the middle of like a really bad neighborhood is providing these steaks? You don't feel weird about that?
No, I don't care. Why? Why? Why would I care?
Because everybody's naked.
Do you eat not the steak the chefs. Naked?
What?
Do you eat the steak naked?
Yeah. I eat my meat naked.
And you bring bottles of booze?
Yeah.
Did you ever see that movie, Eastern
Cody
Promises?
And I went grocery shopping before we went last time. We went to the West Side Market. I've been to the West Side Market like 4 times, usually with a girl. But me and Cody went and we bought a bunch of cheeses and like smoked meats. And then went and like took ate off that shit and took off our clothes and drank a bunch of whiskey.
It's like,
and it was fucking great.
So you know, I don't mind the locker room, but I don't seek it out and pay money.
But that's the thing. You're not like, you're sitting upstairs, everybody's like wearing a towel, you're just chilling.
Do you get beaten with the sticks?
There's no stick beating or anything.
No.
And then you go downstairs and you get real sweaty and then you jump into the fucking cold pool and then it's all good. It's really fucking chill. But it's relaxing and you can't have your phone. That's a huge part of it. So you're not worried about what's going on in the outside world or anything. You're just fucking talking shit and having a good time.
Blowjobs usually relax me, too, so I get it.
Giving or receiving?
Both. Got to get in that zen frame.
That hat does tell the story.
Anyways, we're good.
Yeah. We talked a lot about
gay people. This is the gayest podcast we've had.
Yeah. We really like gay people, don't
never say anything. I go to gay bathhouses.
That's true. Yeah.
That's how much I like gay people.
Yeah, that's true.
If you just go and don't have sex with them, it's a really fun time. You feel bad about your body.
Oh, I bet. Everybody.
No, that's how you know it's not a gay bathhouse. Is everybody's in really bad shape.
Oh, there's that great Geraldo bit. I want my kid to be in gay shape.
There was a gay bathhouse. I lived in Tremont, and like there's one like right behind my house, and sometimes like you couldn't park on my street.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to like park around the corner, and sometimes like on a busy weekend I'd have to park like right in front of it, and I'd see guys, I get home from like gigs at like 2-3 in the morning, and I'd see like dudes funneling into it, just so excited. Like everyone running into a place on their tippy toes. But they had a great time. They were ready to have a great time.
Our friend.
But it looked great. Like it looked like it's like all stone and shit. Like it's like a big
eyes wide shut thing.
Yeah, like it. Like the one that is in the Schwitz is like just like a dirty old building. But this one, I would feel like I need a fancy towel to go there, and like I couldn't wear like Old Navy flip flops in there. I'd have to have like leather sandals, because it feels like a real like Roman Greek kind of bathhouse thing.
Well, there's definitely a vomitorium. Oh man, fuck, what was I gonna say?
Did you ever get your butthole licked?
No.
That's shame.
If we're gonna talk about it on an episode, it's this one. The gayest episode of the Fantasy Boys. Maybe this is what they've wanted. They've been waiting
perhaps
for
perhaps. Sweden. Come on, fellas.
Sweden, come back. Oh, baby, come back. Hey, you can blame it.
Our audience is 100% male, after all.
You know what? I think you should check that, because I know for a fact that a girl listened.
Oh, all right.
Which girl?
That was a while ago.
Well, my girlfriend.
Oh.
And, like, she's listened to our podcast. So it should show up as at least one female listener.
Perhaps there is. I haven't checked it in a while. I know we're holding pretty steady at what we usually pull. But we should do a fucking live show like during the last Browns game of the year.
I'm all for it.
We should get a bar somewhere to just like, I don't know how we would do that. Would we do it at probably not at halftime. After or before?
I think after.
Yeah. We'll like watch it, see if we can get like some drink specials or whatever.
Down for whatever.
We can record something. I don't know. Just do something fucking, you know. We have a little bit of a push. You guys love us, boyfriends.
Yeah.
Come on.
What's
Sweden.
Our listenership at, like, numbers-wise?
We're like...
A million. We have a million listeners.
We're like... we consistently pull like about 150.
That's pretty good.
Our highest
That's
one
a
has
start.
Like two.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Well, probably less than that.
Like, tell your friends.
Yeah. But we're getting there. There's some loyal listeners.
And if you're out there and you're gay, we fully are behind you coming out.
Yeah.
That's the point of this today's podcast. Or you got the fantasy boys.
Or don't come out and just be happy. Just be a happy person. Just be a fantasy fan.
Be nice to other people.
Just listen to our
podcast. Go out there and fuck dudes.
Yeah.
If you like fucking dudes, you go fuck dudes.
And if you don't, just try it once. See what's up. Get a little poop on that dude.
We'll be at the Spitz tomorrow.
Friday.
Yeah. Friday.
Get a little poop on that dude. See how it feels.
Oh, email the show, fantasyboyspodcast@gmail.com, @PartyAllTheRyan, @IamBrianKenny, @BillSquire, @FantasyPod. We love you, boyfriends. Have a great holiday. Actually, this holiday will already be over.
Go Browns.
Go Browns. Goodbye.